Lesson 142. Verb plus and plus verb. For example, go and have. Give me three examples of a verb plus and plus another verb, please.
Come and see me next Sunday. Let's wait and see what will happen. Would you go and buy me a newspaper, please?
Go ahead. Just the same. What does it mean when we see a notice by the side of the road saying, warning, dangerous bend ahead?
When we see a notice by the side of the road saying, warning, dangerous bend ahead, it means that further down the road bends suddenly, and that we should slow down if we want to avoid having an accident.
When you were a child and your parents forbade you to do something, did you used to go ahead and do it just the same? What were the consequences? Bath, bathe, sunbathe. One of the main differences between bath and bathe, apart from the fact that bath is generally used as a noun, whilst bathe is generally used as a verb, is that we have a bath at home, whilst we go for a bathe in the sea, in a river, or in a swimming pool, etc. Other uses of the word bathe are, for example, to bathe a wound with water, to bathe in sunshine, or to sunbathe. Why do people sometimes bathe their eyes?
People sometimes bathe their eyes because they have some kind of eye illness or because their eyes feel tired.
Do you do any sunbathing? Cheat. Who's the biggest cheat, or what is the biggest cheat, you've ever come across or heard of? What do you think ought to happen when a pupil is caught cheating in an exam?
When a pupil is caught cheating in an exam, I think that he should be sent out of the room.
Dip, horizon, horizontal. What am I pretending to do?
You're pretending to dip your pen into some ink in order to write.
What's my hand doing?
Your hand's moving in a horizontal direction, then suddenly dipping and coming up again.
Does the sun rise over the horizon in the east or the west? Feed, fed, fed. If a dog sits looking at you whilst you are eating at table, do you feed it whilst you yourself are feeding, or do you leave some food on your plate and give it to the dog after you've fed? Hay, straw, stem. The difference between hay and straw is that hay is dried grass, whilst straw is the stems of wheat or other types of corn after it has been cut. The use of the apostrophe S. Preference, taste, style, determine, run. Generally speaking, we use the apostrophe S for people or animals. For example, Mr. Johnson's tie, my uncle's house, the horse's tail, etc. But sometimes we can also use it for things. For example, the book's main purpose is to teach, which is the same as saying, the main purpose of the book is to teach. When do we use the apostrophe S, and give me some examples, please?
We use the apostrophe S for people or animals. For example, Mr. Johnson's tie, the horse's tail. Also for things. For example, the book's main purpose.
As with so much else in a language, it is mainly a question of making a pleasant sound, being easy to pronounce, and having a smooth rhythm. For example, we might prefer to say, the history of Athens, rather than Athens's history, as it runs more smoothly off the tongue. It is often a question of taste or style. What mainly determines the use of the apostrophe S?
The use of the apostrophe S is mainly determined by whether or not it makes a pleasant sound, is easy to pronounce, and has a smooth rhythm.
With the names of people, we are almost obliged to use the apostrophe S, whilst with animals and things, we often have the choice. Often, however, even with the names of people, we have a choice. For example, we can say the works of Shakespeare, if we like, in preference to Shakespeare's works. When are we almost obliged to use the apostrophe S, And when do we have the choice?
We are almost obliged to use the apostrophe S with the names of people, whilst with animals and things, we often have the choice.
Help. Can't help. At a party, do you think it's better to let everyone help themselves to the food, or for them to be served by someone? Is there any mistake in English that you can't help making when you write or speak? Load, barrel, elephant, rod. Which animal do you think can pull the heaviest load? How did they use to load a gun in the old days?
They used to load a gun in the old days, first by pouring gunpowder down the barrel of the gun, then packing the powder down hard with a metal rod, and then finally dropping the lead ball down the barrel onto the powder.
What do we use to fish with?
We use a rod, a fishing rod, to fish with.
Voyage, space. What is a voyage?
A voyage is usually a journey by water or into space.
Excellent. Can we expect excellent food in a first-class restaurant? Lover. Can you name any great lovers in history?
Yes, I can name some great lovers in history. Casanova, Don Juan, Lord Byron, etc.
Tour. Tourist. Have you ever been on a tour? Rabbit. Pet. Do you like rabbits as pets or as food? Idiom 45. Kick the bucket equals to die. For example, the old man had been ill for quite some time and finally kicked the bucket last night. What does the idiom kick the bucket mean?
The idiom kick the bucket means to die.
Give me an example, please.
We hadn't expected him to kick the bucket so soon.
As death is a serious matter, this idiom would only be used on non-serious occasions.